This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and it is a Medal of Honor Monday today. We have, well, yes, we'll tackle the big news of Elon Musk and Twitter and what that actually means to you, whether you're on Twitter or not. We're going to do another deep dive today into why censorship. Why do communists love censorship so much? There's a reason. There's a way of thinking behind it. We're going to tackle that. We have a Columbo mob boss from Queens is gone too soon. Chris, 87 years old, but he's dead. We'll obviously dig into that because you know I love mob stuff because I'm immature. We have Randy Weingarten escalating the war between parents and the teachers' unions and much, much more coming up tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. But let us begin with the beginning. I feel like I say that a lot, by the way, and I'm not really sure what that means. It doesn't really make any sense. Of course you would begin at the beginning. Where would you? You know what? Never mind. Let's begin with the big story of the day. The Elon Musk story. We now know, in case you're not caught up on everything, it is official. Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter. Well, that's actually not true. It's official. The offer has been accepted. $44 billion. He's going to be the owner of Twitter. For those who don't know, these things don't happen overnight, meaning he's not going to walk into Twitter's boardroom tomorrow and start firing people. When you're dealing with business deals, really on any level, but definitely on this level, there's an army of attorneys that get involved each way to worry about the crossing of the T's and dotting of the I's. What was it, like 6 months ago, Premier signed me? When the great Rush Limbaugh passed on and Buck moved on to do the show with Clay and Buck, and I got picked by the grace of God. Thank you, Julie Talbot. And I got picked to get this spot for Premier. Well, you heard me the day I started. Gosh, it was 2 months before that. At least a month before that, once the deal was already done, where you're just dotting I's and crossing T's. So he's not about to take over. But let's discuss a couple things first of all. One, you may or may not be on Twitter. It doesn't matter. What you have to understand is social media today, it is very, very important. And anything you're saying to the radio right now is true. Maybe you're saying social media sucks. That's 100% true. Social media, it's poisonous. That's true. It's causing depression and anxiety. Yep, all fair, 100%. Or maybe you're saying the opposite. I love social media. I have a blast. People are funny. Yep, also true, 100%. But it doesn't matter whether you like this or not like this. The world has changed. Frankly, as you hear the guys make fun of me all the time when it comes to technology, it's changed beyond me, too. The world has just simply advanced technologically. Maybe you're from the beeper era, the fax machine era. Nothing wrong with that. You have your own era. Times have changed, and now social media is critically important. And it's important because the important people think it's important. That's just a fact. Do you understand? You understand? You remember recently, hang with me for a second. You remember recently when Daily Wire, it's that huge conservative outlet. They make movies. They have all kinds of radio hosts. It's Michael Knowles and Ben Shapiro and whatnot. You probably listen to some Daily Wire people. I have several friends over there. I'm not involved with them, but I have several friends over there. When they started a new razor company, Jeremy's Razors, and they were bashing on Harry's Razors. You remember that, right? Well, Harry's Razors, what did they do? What prompted all that? How did all that begin? Get this. Harry's Razors was a major, still is, a major razor company. This is a huge corporation. I don't even know how much they're worth. It's a lot. They're a huge corporation, and they decided to remove all advertising from Daily Wire. Okay, well, that's a really big deal. I know you already understand this, but allow me to break this down in case there's someone who doesn't. Believe it or not, this is not a charity. Believe it or not, you have to make money or you're not allowed to do it anymore. And you make money because you're sitting here right now listening for free, whether you're live on the radio or whether you downloaded it on a podcast. You don't pay anything to listen to the show, and I'm glad you don't. But that means some money has to exchange hands somewhere, right? Well, that money, and again, I know this is basic 101 stuff, but it helps. That money comes from advertising. The advertisers on the show. And how it works is they pay money to be on the show. In turn, I talk about them on the show and hope that you go patronize them. It's simple capitalism. And you know who wins in that scenario? Everybody. Absolutely everybody. Because if your show is popular, and by the grace of God, I have no idea why, but this one is, if your show is popular, you get to pick your advertisers. You get to say no. I say no all the time. Nope, not doing that. Nope, that's against my values. Nope, that company's garbage. So I only get to speak for people I like. And if I do that, okay, so I'm speaking for someone I like. I'm speaking for someone I believe in. They are paying money, but they're getting a return on that investment. Remember, it pays. It really, really does pay to advertise on the radio. If you have someone who believes in your product, because then others will believe and they'll buy it. So Harry's Razors, they decided to stop, just stay with me. They decided to stop advertising on Daily Wire. Do you want to know why that company made that decision? This multi-million dollar gigantic corporation. Why would they stop advertising on the Daily Wire? They're making a fortune advertising on the Daily Wire. They stopped advertising on the Daily Wire because a Twitter account with two followers, an anonymous Twitter account with two followers, got a hold of Harry's Razors and told them that Daily Wire said a man is a man and a woman is a woman and those things don't change. Boom. Off of that, multi-million dollar company makes a decision. So it doesn't matter whether you're on social media or not, or whether you believe it's important or not, or it doesn't matter whether I believe in it or not. It is very important because important people think it's important, which brings us to the news of the day. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. And I need to clarify something I have said before. I will say it again. Do not ever man worship. Not ever. Do not ever man worship any politician. Don't ever man worship any business leader. Don't ever man worship a teacher, a boss, a mentor. Don't ever man worship an athlete, an actor. Don't man worship a radio host, although I know, hey, you're only human. What, Chris? Don't man worship anybody because men aren't worth it. Believe me when I tell you that. Don't man worship Elon Musk either. He is a guy, a brainiac to the max. He is fabulously wealthy because of that brain and because of the people around him. He's also a guy, if you dig into the background, with a whole lot of warts, business in China, so on and so forth. That's not me dogging on him. That's me telling everybody today with all this euphoria that he's buying Twitter. That's me telling everybody, pump the brakes. Slow down a little bit. Now, that said, no, you don't want to worship him. But you should absolutely put a big fat smile on your face because this is a good day. Because for whatever else he believes in and whatever else his business has been involved in and whatever else he's done, Elon Musk believes in what I believe to be one of, if not the most important things out there, freedom of speech. He said, he's publicly said, hey, what freedom of speech is someone you don't like being allowed to say something you don't like. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how societies are supposed to operate. Really, everything else extends from that. Can you say things people don't like? Can you say things people in power don't like? That is a critically important thing. Here's a couple things with Elon Musk.
One of the things that I believe Twitter should do is open source the algorithm and make any changes to people's tweets, you know, if they're emphasized or de-emphasized, that action should be made apparent so you can, anyone can see that that action has been taken. So there's no sort of behind-the-scenes manipulation, either algorithmically or manually.
Okay, what does all that mean? That's a bunch of nerd talk. What does that mean? Open source the algorithm? What are you talking about? I've got a fax machine. Well, here's what open source the algorithm actually means. Open source the algorithm means they take things people post on social media and they'll crush them and they won't ever tell you why. Elon Musk is saying, no. If you do that, you have to make it public. Why? Which all this sounds great, right? So where am I going with this? What are we even talking about here? This sounds wonderful. Well, if you're looking at the left today, if you're looking at America's communists, they don't seem to think this is wonderful. They're threatening to delete their accounts, move to Canada. They're up in arms. But why? Why are communists so against free speech? What is it? We're going to talk about that extensively here in a second because it's important we understand who and what we're dealing with. Bear with me a moment. But speaking of advertisers I believe in, when Hero Defense Systems came to me 5-6 months ago and they said, hey, we believe in your show, love what you're doing, believe in your message, but we'd love to advertise on the show. I started digging into them, started digging into the product. And I can't tell you how incredible this thing is. The Hero Gun, the non-lethal gun. And I'm a gun guy, remember. Immediately when you say non-lethal gun to me, I'm just like you. I come on. No. It's an incredible thing to have in your repertoire. Or maybe you're not a gun person at all. Fine. This is something anyone can use, which I love. Pick it up, point and squeeze. It's got a laser sight. It shoots pepper balls that will stop somebody in their tracks. It doesn't need a you don't require a concealed carry permit for it. When you attack somebody with this thing, or I should say when someone attacks you, it will save your life and has saved lives. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because it gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And don't forget, it's a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up about 45 minutes from now. That's always a good time. Always a good time. And if you want to get hold of me, that's fine. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Fridays. All are welcome here on the show. And when I say all are welcome, this is what I mean. Like this one. This is awesome. Jesse, you are without a doubt the dumbest beep hole I've ever heard on the radio. See, that's wonderful. That's one of a little product, little constructive criticism, if you will. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And I didn't even read his name. Remember, I never read your name, even the death threats, unless you specifically tell me to. I'm the last private person in the United States of America. And yes, I'm going to get to the Colombo family boss having a funeral because I love mafia stuff. I can't help it. All right, back to Elon Musk. Again, why does Why are the communists so mad today about the prospects of the richest man in the world taking over Twitter, taking it private, and not censoring people? Why do they want to censor people so much? It doesn't make sense. Here he is.
We are not going to use your tax dollars to teach...
That's Heavy D. That's not Elon Musk at all. I pressed the wrong button. Here's Elon Musk.
Well, I think it's very important for there to be an inclusive arena for free speech, where Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. So it's just really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law. And, you know, so one of the things that I believe Twitter should do is open source the algorithm and make any changes to people's tweets. You know, if they're emphasized or de-emphasized, that action should be made apparent so anyone can see that that action is.
Okay, he's a free speech guy. So what's the problem? You're sitting there. I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, that sounds awesome. When you see somebody post something online you don't like, or maybe they say something to you in the grocery store, maybe you got a kooky aunt who blasts you at Thanksgiving, but I love Joe Biden. I mean, you disagree. You may argue, but you don't want to put a piece of duct tape over her mouth. Actually, I take that back. Maybe you do. But you, honestly, in all seriousness, you don't want to put a piece of duct tape over her mouth. Quick, Chris. We can make jokes. So why do they? Why is this so common? Why are there people up in arms today? Why do you want things censored? Well, as always, we have to try to dig into their minds and how they think. And this is going to be hard for you to understand. And it's hard for me to understand. I've even had former communists sit down and tell me it. And I still have such a hard time wrapping my mind around this, that this is true. But apparently it is true. You love the word freedom. You love America. You love land of the free. There's a good chance you listen to my show. There's a good chance you still get a little misty at the national anthem at sports games. I'll be honest. As you know, I'm kind of a cold, unfeeling jerk. I almost get a little choked up at that bad boy. I do so, Chris. I swear. I don't actually have any tears come out, but I could if I tried. I bet I could. Anyway, a person who loves freedom, a person who values their own independent thoughts, they don't know how to relate to somebody who wants to be a slave. They don't. They simply don't. You ever see the show Game of Thrones? Great show. not for the kids, but great show. And there's a great line in it when one of the people in the show frees a whole bunch of slaves. They'd been actual slaves in chains and whatnot. And there's just a conversation with her and one of her advisors. And her advisor is saying, hey, what are you worried about? They're all going to love you. And she says, people learn to love their chains. The truth is, you can't relate to somebody who doesn't think for themselves. You're sitting here right now listening to the sound of my voice. And if I was to say something, and I probably do on occasion because I'm my own person. If I was to say something against your values, you don't just go along with it like a lemming. I know you usually write me an email. You say, Jesse, love the show, but I thought about this. You're wrong. Jesse, and that never bothers me at all because you're thinking. Everything I say, you're thinking. You're putting it through your mind. Everything I say, hey, you know what would help the country? If you just go to downtown Manhattan right now and go dance naked in the middle of the traffic, you would say to yourself, no, that's one, against the law. Two, what are you talking about? Have you lost it? You think. And because you think other people think. They don't. And not only do they not, they don't want to. There is a huge percentage of this population, of people all around you right now, a huge percentage of the population, they don't have any desire to think. They don't want to know what the important news of the day is. They want you to tell them what the important news of the day is. Oh, there's a virus? Tell me, CNN, what should I do? You're laughing. You're rolling your eyes, but these people are everywhere. Oh my gosh, St. George Floyd died in Minneapolis. How should I feel about that? Let me turn on the news and find out. Oh, there's a Russia invaded Ukraine. Hang on, let me turn on the news. Looks like we're all in for Ukraine. Hang on, let me get that Ukrainian flag on my social media page. And that's not me ripping, obviously, on Ukraine. There are people all around you. You know these people. And these people, they want to be told where to go, where to live, how to work, what to think, when not to think. They want to be told who to love, who to hate. They just want to be told, you're fine, I'm here, I'm the media, I'm the government, I'm a doctor, I'm a scientist, I've got you. You don't ever have to think again. Just come sit in daddy government's lap, and I've got you covered from here on out. And you hear that and you think, how could anyone want that? And they look at you with your freedom and they say, how could anyone want that? You want to know something else? I'll tell you in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Russell, speak of that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play
it is the Jesse Kelly Show, bringing you all the current jams here. What, Chris? I'm going to get back to the communists, because we were just talking about how they think and how they want to be told what to think. And that's hard for you to relate to and me to relate to. I don't get it. But there are so many people out there that want that. Before we get to that, I have to get to this because I just love it so much. Sorry, I should wait, but I'm not going to. Columbo family boss Andrew Mush Russo remembered at a Brooklyn funeral. Chris, I 100% would have gone to that funeral. How cool would it be to go? What? I know I'm Irish and don't have anything to do with it. I want to go to a mob funeral, Chris. And I want to do like mob stuff there too. It would be sweet. You have to admit. All right, you know what? Never mind. You don't understand. Anyway, he may have been a cold-blooded mob boss who used threats of violence to get what he wanted, but to his granddaughter, he was just Poppy. See how beautiful that is, Chris? Terrifying Columbo family boss Andrew Mush Russo was remembered Saturday by about 100 mourners in Brooklyn, including his granddaughter, who eulogized him as an always loving family man.
You say that doesn't sound sweet, Chris. I think that sounds adorable. I know he killed people, Chris. Most of those people were bad, I think. Yeah, you know what? Forget about it. You know what? Rest in peace, Mr. Russo. Rest in peace and Semper Fi. What, Chris? We could... You know what? We'll get back to the communists here. Why are they like that? Why are there people who want to be told what to think? That's why they love censorship, right? Because remember, the reason they love censorship, the reason they're really so angry about some billionaire, some South African billionaire buying Twitter, is because he said he wants free speech. Remember, he doesn't want them censored. He doesn't want anyone censored. So that sounds wonderful to you. It sounds wonderful to me. The communists are furious. But why? I have told you this before, and it is hard to accept, but I'm going to tell you again. You have to think about the communist as if he's more robot than human. And I know they're human beings. I know they are. But you have to think about them and their mind as being a robot's mind. They just want to be programmed. They want to walk up to the hive mind and take their little robot plug-in and put the little cord thingy in there. And they want to be updated and uploaded with whatever the latest software is. Oh no, my vaccine software seems to be wearing out. Hang on, let me go plug it in. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, wow, Ukraine. I love Ukraine. Team Ukraine now. They just want to be told whatever the latest thing is. And that's the reason your crazy aunt who tries to argue politics with you at Thanksgiving, that's why she gets so nasty so fast. Oh, I think everyone should be able to come across the border. And you say, well, can you explain why? It brings in all kinds of crime and people are dying of drugs. And shouldn't we prioritize America? Okay, Nazi. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, well, that just went from 0 to 100 in about 5 seconds. Why? Well, you went outside of the robot's programming. There's no depth because they don't want there to be depth. They don't desire depth. You desire depth. You want to know the why. You want to know the moves. You want to know what's coming. That's why you sit and think about things. These people are not like that. You've gone outside of their programming. So they'll either insult you, they'll lie blatantly, or they'll change the subject. That's why you can't ever have an extended debate with the communists, because they can't ever dig in. There's no depth there. Now listen, these people, I understand they are human beings, but if you think about them like robots and understand that's what they really believe, it'll help you a lot more. The last thing in the world these people want is to be confronted with ideas that are outside of their own. They can't deal with that. It wouldn't bother you. I mean, you wouldn't love it, but it wouldn't bother you if, let's say you're on social media. Let's say you get on Facebook. If you logged into Facebook today and you saw some pro-abortion ad, maybe you're a pro-life person. I'm a big pro-life person. Maybe you're a pro-life person. You saw some ad. Hey, come on down. We'll carve up twins, 2 for the price of 1. And you would be mad. You might want that place shut down so they couldn't do that anymore, but you wouldn't want that information censored, because you can think, if they are given information outside of their programming, it short circuits the robot and they can't think anymore. It's why every communist regime in history has censored so much. Do you know in East Germany, when East Germany was fully communist, it's a really fascinating story if you look into those. I've done history stories on them before in the past. The East Germany, that they would spy on everything. It didn't start out that way. The Stasi, it was called. That was really the secret police. They would spy on everything, and it didn't start out spying on everything. Eventually, they figured out, wait, we can't just spy on the newspapers or the television channels. We have to get involved in everything. We have to get involved in clothing. We have to get involved in the auto manufacturers. We have to get involved in everything, because that is the only way we can control what people think. There's a reason they want to control what people think. They can't be confronted with new information or it shorts them out. They look at anything outside of their programming as war. as some sort of violence or war because they don't think there's another world outside of the robot world. Don't believe me? You remember that bill that's been in all the news, the Florida bill that simply said, don't tell 10-year-olds about chopping their penis off in school? You remember? Do you want to hear how the head of the teachers union describes that? Listen to this. Listen well.
It's this notion. And look, we're, you know, we've been very lucky in America, and we in some ways live in a bubble for a long time. This is propaganda.
Yep.
This is misinformation. This is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts.
The way in which wars start? The way in which hatred starts? Why are you asking? What are you talking about? The way in which wars start? We're talking about a bill that simply says leave kindergartners alone. Why would that be the way wars start? Well, look, if she is not able to control all of the information your child consumes, for her, that is violence. For her, that is a declaration of war because you're short-circuiting her robot. That's how these people think. And listen, listen, I play this Yuval Noah guy for you all the time from the World Economic Forum. Pay close attention. Pay very close attention.
This debate about privacy versus security is as old as civilization, you can say. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time, and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece, or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
Does that sound like somebody with your best interest at heart there? And listen, when I say everything, I played a little cut of this from Heavy D earlier, Governor DeSantis of Florida. Pay attention to what he's talking about here. He's talking about math textbooks.
Most of the books that did not meet Florida standards for whatever reason happened to be in the early grades. As you get into the older grades, most of those books did meet the standards. But we're going to continue to focus the education on the actual strong academic performance of the students. We don't want things like math to have, you know, some of these other concepts introduced. It's not been proven to be effective. And quite frankly, it takes our eye off the ball.
That was him talking about these math people who create the math textbooks, putting politics into math, the math of young kids. These people want to censor and control everything. Remember that. All right. Why are American teens so sad? The New York Times, The Atlantic, all these various papers, they want to know why American teens are so sad. Let's talk about that here in just a second. Now, before we get to that, we're talking about corporations all the time and the ones who are your enemy and the ones who are after you. We talk about it all the time. Let's talk about a good one here. I'm not even going to talk to you about the money savings that comes when your family switches to PureTalk and how the average family saves over $800 a year. I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the fact their CEO is a veteran of Vietnam. We got Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 15 minutes from now. How many of those from Vietnam have I read you? Those warriors went over there and gave it all. PureTalk CEO is a Vietnam veteran who loves this country so much, he set up American-based customer service. Right now, from your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch from Verizon, switch from AT&T, switch from T-Mobile. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It takes less than 10 minutes. Switch to Pure Talk.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I haven't decided yet. Should I take phone calls, Chris? I haven't taken phone calls in almost a week. I may end up taking some later on. What, Michael? What's the question? You know what? That's a good question. Let's see that. What? What? I did that on the fly. All right, you know, I might take them later. Don't bother calling in yet. The phones are shut down right now. Look, I don't do many phone calls on the show. I don't do many guests. I don't do many phone calls. That's not what I do. I do Medal of Honor Monday, which comes up about 10 minutes from now. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I saw Eric Adams building a bunch of new homeless beds, much new homeless shelters, bunch of money for homeless people. And I'll just say this, because we have a bad problem with homelessness here in Houston. Really, really bad problem. If you're anywhere in a big city, you see homelessness all over the place. But homelessness is one of those things people are always going to tackle. And it's one of those things I don't have a good answer for. So we're going to move on. Let's get to some emails before I get to why American teens are sad. Disney, you asked what we are doing about this company. The guy says, we were going to go on our fifth Disney cruise. Normally 10 to 12 people go. Canceled. We canceled our Disney Plus subscription. Don't want our kids watching this grooming garbage. We'll not watch any Disney-owned studio movies. Again, we usually go as a big multi-generational family. Sold our Disney stock months ago. That is how it's done. Good for you. We are trying to do the same thing. I guess we have for the same thing in my house. And I'll tell you, remember, we were Disney people because we had kids, and that was just something that was traditional, right? It's hard to break traditions. I even went to Disney World when I was a kid. My sister and I, our folks took us down there. But it's so terrible now. I've been to Disney World. I've taken a Disney vacation to Europe. You wouldn't understand, Chris. That's the only time I've ever been to Europe. I love telling everybody I've been to Europe. It's the best. But seriously, we've taken a Disney vacation, been to Disney World. We had Disney Plus. No more Disney vacations. We'll never be at Disney World again. Canceled Disney Plus months ago. They've lost $41 billion. 41 with a B. Keep going. And maybe you're out there right now. Maybe you're saying this. Maybe you're saying, you know, I don't care that much about Disney. I don't have kids. I don't care about this. I don't like when corporations get involved, but Disney's just not one I care about. Well, let me explain. There are such things as examples, right? Why do you think, look, we talk about history all the time. Why do you think historically some of the worst punishments in the world were reserved for people who rebel? You know, you have this big, powerful regime, and all of a sudden this city will rebel, or that city will rebel, or these people will rebel. And those are always the worst punishments. Remember Spartacus. It's a true story. Great movie, by the way. Old movie. It is a great movie, Chris. You're such a child. It's too old for Chris to care about. But great movie. But that's a true story. That was the third slave rebellion. They were called the Servile Wars. But it was a slave rebellion. It was the third one. They'd had two previously. And by the time that one was done, there were a bunch of Romans dead. A bunch of slaves dead. And Rome looked around and decided, well, we really can't have this again. This has been number three now. We don't want a number four. Number three went way too far. So what did they do? They took, I forget the number, it's 6,000 or 7,000. I think it's 6,000. They took 6,000 slaves who had rebelled that they had captured, and they put them up, I think the number is every mile along the main highway. Just know, I could give you the highway name, but it wouldn't matter to you. The main highway. They crucified all of them and left them there. Now, why? They could have crucified them anywhere. They could have just cut their heads off. They could have done anything to them, right? Why would you crucify them and crucify them on the main road? You crucify them on the main road so every single other slave who's thinking about getting too uppity takes a look and says, being a slave actually isn't that bad. It certainly looks a lot better than what that gentleman right there is going through. You should care about attacking Disney for what they've done, because right now it is going to begin a change in America, a change we have needed for a long time. What is that change? Well, for the longest time, corporations have sat down in a boardroom when there comes time to make a possibly politically charged decision, and they've looked around at each other and they've said, hey, guys, the truth is, if we take the side of the right in this, the left is going to destroy us. They're going to blow up the phones. They're going to protest. It's going to be a boycott. It's going to be terrible. And we don't want that. But if we take the side of the left in this, the right isn't going to do anything. You know what they'll do? They'll whine hypocrisy for 5 seconds, and then they'll go right back to doing all the things they were doing before. The proper business decision for a long time has been to side with the left against the right, because the left believes in action and the right believes in words. If that is changing, that has implications that are national. That's not just for this city. That's national changes. National changes. From now on, because of what's happened with Disney, when these kinds of things come up, someone will have to sit down and say, okay, Bob, I know you want to side with the left on this. I know you believe in grooming kids, Bob, and I support that too. I'm a CEO, but I will tell you, man, if we do this, what if they attack us again? What if the governor comes after us? You see what I mean? If we're forcing them to change the dynamics of the business decisions, that is a good thing. That, on top of all the Elon Musk stuff, there's all kinds of good stuff happening right now in this country.
We are not going to use your tax dollars to teach our kids to hate this country or to hate each other. We believe that every single student matters, every single student counts. We are not going to categorize you based on your race. We are not going to tell some kindergartner that they're an oppressor based on their race and what may have happened 100 or 200 years ago.
When's the last time you heard a governor talk about that? How about that? It's Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.